Explain the reasoning behind this report. This was done essentially by the Scottish Environment Protection Agency as an audit of all of the industrial facilities in Scotland, right?
Yes. Every year for the past few years, the Scottish Environment Protection Agency runs what it calls a compliance assessment process, whereby it assesses the compliance with pollution and other environmental laws of tens of thousands of operators in Scotland, every industrial facility. It's an annual process. The odd thing about the process for 2013 that was released towards the end of last year, 2014, was that kept back a number of their compliance assessment results. Normally it's fully transparent, but for 2013 it failed to release information on water users, water suppliers, and people handling radioactive substances. So I challenged that under the Freedom of Information Act that we have in Scotland, which is a very good act, and said, please, can you release this information which you've kept secret, allegedly for national security reasons? In response to that, CEPA released to me a spreadsheet of 9,000 people who are licensed to abstract or use water. 900 people who are licensed to abstract or use water, and that is the base, and that's what formed the basis of my story in the Sunday Herald, which showed that whiskey distilleries and golf courses were amongst those who had been found to breach their licenses for water use by using too much.
Although the farmers, to be fair, actually had more farms. I believe there were 22 farms compared to 8 whiskey plants and 3 golf courses that were ranked as poor, right?
That's correct. More farmers than anyone else were found to breach their licenses. But obviously farmers, many of them in Scotland, many of them are quite small operations. But it's true, yes, farmers were amongst those who were found to be poor, along with distilleries and golf courses.
The agency did not quantify how severe the violations were. They just characterized them as very poor or poor. They didn't say, well, X distillery blew through its water limits by 50% or something like that, right?
If you look at the information that CEPA's released on each of the cases which they've defined as poor or very poor, at risk, they give a short explanation of why they did that in each case. Where they're defined as at risk, it's nearly always because they failed to provide data they should have done. Where they're defined as poor, it always involves the breach of a license. And sometimes in the information that CEPA provides, there is a little bit of information about how serious it was. Some of the breaches are described as gross, for example, or in some cases they give a percentage about how far over the limits they were, 10, 20, 30% or whatever. So there is some information there, but it's not very comprehensive. It's just a sort of sentence or two about what the breaches entailed. To be fair, when I approached the whiskey industry in Scotland about this, I got a very one of the main companies involved who owns the plants that are found to be poor is Diageo, of course, which is a very big drinks company in the UK. Diageo gave me a very detailed account of the breaches that they had in 2013 at these individual plants, and which was, gave exact information about how the breaches occurred, how they'd put in efforts and resources and checks to make sure they wouldn't occur again.
I'm looking, for instance, at Daluane. Up in the Highlands in Speyside, they had a problem on a leak on a pipeline between the distillery and the water source that caused them to blow through their limits, apparently, right?
Yes. If you like, I can send you the response that Diageo sent to me, which goes into some more detail about each of the individual distilleries.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'm using that one as an example here, but the one that was not listed anywhere was Glengoyne, which is owned by Ian McLeod, and that was and they list an environmental event caused by human error that unfortunately occurred right before a new balancing period, apparently.
Yes, Indeed so. That's what SEPA says, and that's, you know, what one has to assume happened.
And in this case, it's not, it doesn't always seem like it's deliberate attempts to blow through the limits, but it's a mechanical failure or a human error of some kind. It doesn't appear to be a distillery saying, well, we're just going to take 100,000 liters more per day than we're supposed to or something like that and hope we don't get caught, right?
No, that's true. I don't think there's any evidence of deliberate attempt to, you know, defraud the system by using more water than they should. I think certainly the representatives of the whiskey industry I spoke to last week when I was working on this story were very clear that they had made mistakes, errors had occurred, or misunderstandings have occurred, which they were anxious did not occur again. So no deliberate attempt to use more water than they should have done, but clearly mistakes where they ended up using more water than they should have done, which shouldn't have happened.
Were there any cases in other industries where you found deliberate attempts to use more water than they were allowed to?
It's difficult to say from without looking carefully through all the 950 entrants on this spreadsheet that SEPA provided, but I'm not aware of any deliberate attempts to, you know, defraud the system of water or to use more water than they should have done.
Given that we don't see,
but presumably, I'm going to add to that. Presumably, if that had happened or there was evidence that happened, one would expect SEPA to take further enforcement action, legal action against the whoever was responsible. And again, I'm not aware of that happening at the moment.
Given that we don't see any signs of criminal activity here, and you see essentially inadvertent or accidental mistakes or human error, give me a sense of what this means in terms of Scottish environmental protection and the overall water quality issue and the issue of water conservation.
Well, it's clearly important. I wouldn't argue that's the only issue. And if you look at SEPA's wider compliance assessment of other industries and other pollutants, there are more serious things going on elsewhere where people are, have been found guilty of polluting and causing distress to wildlife or death to fish and rivers or releasing things into the environment they shouldn't, which is, some people would argue more serious than using more water than you should have done. So I wouldn't say that the failure to properly account for or breaching your license on water is among the top-ranking environmental crimes in Scotland. But it is important and it is serious. You know, water is a natural resource. If you use more of it than you say, particularly if, it's been a dry season, streams and rivers can dry up, wildlife and ecosystems can suffer, and of course other water users who may have legitimate reasons for using it can be deprived of it. So it's a very important role that SEPA fulfills in regulating the amount of water that, the thousands of businesses across Scotland, including the distilleries, can use. And it's very important that those that use it keep to the rules. But it's not, at the moment, something that has actually led to serious environmental harm that we're aware of. But it's something that, if left unchecked, could do.
So I assume you'll be following up on this year to year?
You can guarantee that every year that SEPA releases its compliance assessment figures, I and other journalists will be crawling through it, looking for who the goodies and baddies are this year.
Were there any? Who were the good people? Who were? Let's face it. You cited Diageo as one. They had five facilities on the list: three distilleries in Speyside, the Port Ellen Maltings on Isla, and Tiernanaigh up in the Highlands. And that's five out of, let's see, about close to 40, as I can count, just off the top of my head, between the malt whiskey distilleries, their grain distilleries, the maltings, bottling facilities around Scotland. So that's five out of 40 that had problems. While that's not an outstanding number, it is still a small minority of the overall company's issues, of the overall company's impact on water usage, correct?
Yes, I think it's... it would be wrong to say that this is a widespread or majority problem amongst the whiskey or any other industry. And you know, most businesses abide by the rules, tell SEPA what they should do, when they should do, and don't give cause for concern, which is obviously a good thing. But, you know, when there's a significant minority that are failing, it's a matter of public concern. And I think it's a matter of concern to the whisky industry itself, which is, you know, as their spokespeople told me, are very anxious to make sure that their image globally is as clean and pristine as it can be, which is why they work, and most of them work very hard and very successfully to not to pollute or not to use too much water, which is why, similarly, when they do break the rules, there is some concern.
And as you noted, all the companies involved are actually working with SEPA to try to resolve any issues, correct?
That's certainly what they say, and as far as we know, that's what's happening. And you have to have faith that SEPA is a good regulator. If it sees problems, will highlight them. It told me that, you know, where there is persistent failure to comply, either by failing to provide information or by breaching the standards, they will take legal action. And they've shown in the past that in other areas that they are prepared to take legal action against whoever it is, whether it's big companies or small operators. So I think that if there were major breaches or this lack of compliance continues, we would see legal action in the future.